It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi. And now the host of this week's program is our public affairs specialist, Miss Celia Dobbs-Walton. Good morning, Celia.
Good morning, William. We are recording this podcast on Wednesday, July the 17th at 9:12 a.m. in the morning, and we are at the Hard Rock Live. Mayor Gillage just gave a Breakfast with the Mayor presentation hosted by the Biloxi Chamber. So he is our guest with us today, and he's going to tell us a little bit about what he spoke with. Welcome, Mayor.
Thank you. We talk about a little bit about everything, and you know, I was hoping that not much. We could just talk a little bit about, you know, general things, but when you started looking at it, there was a lot of spinning plates, as I mentioned. And then we're trying to add more. A lot of happened of the construction. Of course, the same thing is the North contract. We're trying to come to a conclusion there. South contract, we're cranking it up. Two of the three phases are in play now. All the boardwalks and the East Biloxi, Living Shoreline, a number of things that, I should have gotten my list because we were going through it. But anyway, millions of dollars of those kinds of projects we're finishing up and trying to start more. We completed Howard Avenue rebuild, and that queued up another $54 million of possible investment. The Sanger, of course, Bonnie Carey was one of the big topics we talked about in the closing of the beaches, probably the worst weekend in the world. You know, when you shoot dice, it's 36 ways, seven came up. On 4th of July. We didn't want that.
You know, Mayor, you are doing diligence about this whole spillway issue that you shared. Share that with it. It's unbelievable, and that unique thing you found about the Gulf of Mexico, that they dammed some kind of a tributary.
Yeah, well, this is, again, 44 states, runoff and water from 44 states finds its way to Mississippi River. Mm. Mississippi River comes down to Mississippi and Louisiana together. When the amounts come to a certain level, they open the gates of the Bonnie Carey and it drains right into Pontchartrain. Pontchartrain drains into the Mississippi Sound, and that fresh water, it's not fresh water, it's river water that is not so healthy. And upland, I guess we're from the middle America, and the phosphates and the nitrogen and those things that come from fertilizer and farmland hurts us, and it adds not only fresh water but those other things. And you know, we've experienced, you know, some of the dolphins and the turtles, and now of course the oysters with the fresh water just jamming, you know, just killing that industry. So there's a lot of things happening.
Yeah, that's a big important thing, and I'm glad the city of Biloxi is teaming up with other organizations, other local and state officials to try to find a solution to this. You mentioned a couple big things. You had mentioned the infrastructure work. You said we only have, what is it, four streets that aren't paved yet? What are those streets?
North contract. Yeah, I think it was Forest Avenue, Bonacci, Esters, and Elder. So those are the ones that you know, basin, and you know, that will be. The deep work is done. Now it's just get the base, put the curbs and gutter, and then finish the project. Put the final coat and stripe it, clean it.
So progress is moving along on that. So that's good news. I think they said like 90% of the roads are paved. So that's really good. South contract, you said, is moving along. And downtown, you know, of course, that's moving along. And you said the Sanger Theater. That is a big thing that has been kind of in the news, and a lot of people have been interested in, is the Sanger Theater. What is the status on that? What is the city doing on that?
Well, when the subject came up and we were trying to seal the envelope, you know, fix the exterior, and we asked the council, and they said, why don't you see if there's some sort of public-private enterprise that we may be able to engage in and deliver the whole component. Well, we were just trying to save the structure with that ask. But now we submitted a RFP, a request for proposals or information about, and for, you know, four or five responses, I think, that were submitted. But I knew I visited four times with those folks who were amazed with the Sanger and the ability to put a first-class, you know, cultural component together.
And those proposals were for someone to lease and manage the Sanger if they could, and that would include some renovations and stuff like that, a partnership with them as well.
Right, the interior and the long-term management of the facility. But, you know, we think we're on the right track, and we're really thankful that the level of attention got up there.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. It did bring a lot of good to it. And like you've always said, the Sanger Theater is a gym, and we plan to renovate it and open it back up as soon as we can. We just got to get these things done. Another thing that you mentioned about is something new that's going on kind of near the Smart Craft Harbor is a new monument that is going in. That was kind of spearheaded by Mike Leonard, who's a former Marine, so it's kind of close to his heart. Tell us a little bit about that.
Right. You're never a former Marine. You're always a Marine, what they tell me. So. The Gold Star Monument, and it's a granite, heavy-duty, looking really good kind of thing that is there to memorialize those patriots and those people and the families who gave up a son or a daughter to some of the causes that we've been fighting for. So that'll be a great addition, and it'll really complete that park area, which now comprises of the World War I and World War II Veterans Monument. I think it's donated by the Geis family. Then the Purple Heart monument there, and then it'll be, of course, the Gold Star there.
Yeah, and then, like you said, the monument is going to be right there on the south side of the new pedestrian crosswalk that's opening soon. It has Biloxi across it. That's something that y'all have been working on as well.
Right. So, I mean, again, it's all part of the package, so we're trying to wrap it up.
There. How you doing? It's good to see you.
I'm wonderful. Yeah, it couldn't be better. Well, it could be better, but, it's still wonderful.
And one more thing I want to mention that you've been kind of an advocate for. You've talked to me a couple times about the census. The 2020 census is coming up. How important is it for our residents to participate in this upcoming census?
It's very important. We probably, as a Mississippi, we lost a congressional seat. We used to have 5 congressmen. Now we have 4. That's directly attributed to the counts in the nation. I don't know if you know how that whole deal. The situation is you always have 435 congressmen, okay, and that's divided by population. So that the population determines, what representation you have in the House. But now the federal money, $6.1 billion, is divided by your population. So the monies that are come down from the federal government are related to population. So the more accurate you are, we feel like we were 29 or maybe 31% undercounted in the last 10-year census. We don't want to be that this year. And whether you're a citizen or not a citizen, a visitor or a student at Keesler, we want you counted, and that's what's important about it.
And that also accounts for the monies, the federal and state monies that are given to this area. And it also helps for kind of like the betterment of the community, such as identifying where fire stations may be needed or schools may be needed and stuff like that. So it's very important.
Yeah, it's about $2,200 a person. So you lose $2,200 every time you lose it.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, and we have over 44,000 residents in Biloxi. Yeah. One more big thing you were talking about, and I'm sure you're excited about, is downtown development. Howard Avenue, the ideas of what's going there, and Margaritaville and growing that. So we got a lot of growth, a lot of family-oriented activities and things coming on in Biloxi.
Right. It all complements, the gaming. Of course, we are very thankful for the gaming, but it also, you can only spend so many hours in a casino. You got to have other things for it to, and I think that's been our success. We have a lot of things you can do. We want to do more things.
Well, thank you very much,
right,
Mayor. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. See you later.
You've been listening to City Desk. News and views from City Hall, Biloxi, with your host, Celia Dobbs-Walton, Public Affairs Specialist for the City of Biloxi. This is William Sackett speaking.